Hello, it's Christine. I'm sitting with Helen Hayes, and it's delighted to welcome you back to Todmorden.
Thank you, Christine.
As you know, Helen left us very much in the lurch, I'm afraid. Very much in the lurch. You're very sorely missed. And for 18 months, you've been living where, Helen?
We have, yes. The last 18 months, we've been moving. We moved to Poynton in East Cheshire.
And we is your husband, Mike.
That's right, yes.
Both, as you will remember, of course, were very regular news readers and did a lot of work for our talking newspaper. So I'm going to say thank you. I did say thank you before you left.
You did indeed,
you left.
Yes.
So you've moved from a hillside. You were at Crossstone, up on the hills there.
That's right.
And at the present time, you'd be struggling for water.
We moved from a 300-year-old farmhouse up in the Pennines to a 30-year-old modern detached house on the plains of Cheshire. So, yes, life has been very different. We welcome the challenge. And as you yourself know, life goes in different directions, and you have to take the best opportunity as it arises. And we felt that our family had grown up, the grandchildren had also grown up, and it was time to move on, look to the future, where we could actually walk to the amenities, and yet we still had the confidence to go out and make new friends.
Mm, what a good idea. Yeah.
Well, it's a difficult decision.
Well, yes, but you are... within commuting distance.
Very much so.
At Todmorden, and
yes.
You're back here
yes.
for the day, I think,
indeed.
Aren't you? Today, which is very nice for us. When you say you're moving to the plains of Cheshire, I should imagine the weather's different and the soil is different.
It's a whole new climate, yes. We can actually see the hills of Derbyshire and Lyme Park from our bedroom windows, so we still have a nice view, and we know that the hills are within a few minutes travelling distance.
Lyme Park is a lovely stately home, isn't
it? Indeed it is, indeed, yes.
It's often on the television,
yes,
I think.
Yes, it is, yes.
Yeah.
They filmed, was it Pride and Prejudice?
I think so, yes.
But yes, it is a lot warmer, a lot drier. And actually, it's a lot more welcoming, yes.
Not such a challenge.
Yes,
because to grow anything up across stone, well, if the slugs didn't get it, the wind got it.
It's quite nice, actually, to have the opportunity to grow what you would like to grow plant-wise rather than what will grow at 1,000 feet in the Pennines, yes.
And you've also been telling me and showing me photographs of some of the trails that you've done with your horse, because obviously he's moved with you.
Yes, I'm still riding. I'm not doing many adventures anymore. I seem to have got those out of my system. And on wet days, it's very nice to sit down with my journal and do some armchair riding.
So with the armchair riding, where have you been with your armchair riding?
I've travelled coast to coast.
On horse,
yes, from the Lake District over to North Scarborough. Another ride I did was from Hadrian's Wall back home south, before the Pennine Way was actually in existence. I've ridden the Trans-Pennine route, and also I've been into Wales on the Jack Mitton Way, which takes you from Shropshire over the Long Mynd and into Wales, over Offa's Dyke.
You're very adventurous. Well done you.
Yes, you never lose. I find travel addictive. The more you do, the more you want to do. Whether it's riding around the country or travelling around the world.
Mm. But now I hear that your family is in lots of different places.
Indeed, yes. Our daughter emigrated to New Zealand last year, which was a big shock to us. And we have a granddaughter now living and working in Munich. As I said at the beginning, life seems to go in different directions and you just have to adapt to that.
But you've managed to go and visit them and...
We have, yes. We've been to Munich very recently and we plan to go to New Zealand in December, which will get rid of a little bit of winter.
And you've taken up new hobbies, haven't you?
Yes, we both still play tennis. We've been very fortunate to find a tennis club exactly like Todmorden, with two courts, a very busy social life, and we've fitted in there. I sing with the Just Sing Choir in Poynton, and we put two concerts a year on for charity, and I thoroughly enjoy that, thoroughly enjoy it. I'm still doing my Pilates.
Right.
So, you know, busy, busy.
Busy, busy. As always.
As always.
Now you also, I think you've made contact with the Macclesfield Talking newspaper.
That's right, yes.
Or did they make contact with you?
They made contact with me. I have a good tennis friend, and she asked me to give a short talk for Macclesfield Talking newspaper, which I was more than happy to do. And off I went to Macclesfield to do the recording.
So tell us more about
it. Tell us more about it. Yeah. It's above a shop for the blind in Macclesfield, where they have lots of aids and help for blind people.
Wow.
And they have the offices above. It is quite a big setup. It comes out weekly, and it goes to about 450 listeners.
Oh, that's at least four or five times our listener base.
It's as I say, it's quite a large setup, but the people who run it are just as friendly, just as committed. And although it's on a larger scale, it's exactly the same as Todmorden.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yes.
Right, well, we wish you every success for your future and every happiness.
Thank you, Christine.
And thank you, Mike, as well.
Indeed, okay. I'll pass that on to him.
Smashing. Bye-bye. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.